The world of linguistics was mostly persuaded, but a few people still challenged this conviction. In the 1920s, a German psychologist presented subjects with line drawings of two meaningless shapes, one spiky, the other curved, and asked them to label the pictures either takete or baruba. Most people chose takete for the spiky shape and baruba for the curvy one. Though he didn't say why this might be, the observation strongly suggested that some words really might fit the things they describe better than others. His work, first published in 1929, did not attract much attention, and though others returned to the subject every now and then, their findings were not taken seriously by the mainstream.